New Zealand Council launches public consultation on gambling. The Rangitiki District Council in New Zealand has launched a public consultation to review its gambling venue, Class 4, policy and tab venue policy. These policies, which regulate gambling venues and gaming machines, are reviewed every 3 years to ensure compliance with national regulations and alignment with community priorities. Council proposes retaining current gambling policies. The Council recommends maintaining the current rules for both policies. Under the gambling venue, Class 4, policy, the district limits the number of electronic gaming machines, EGMs, to 58. The policy allows venues to relocate or merge under specific conditions. Similarly, the tab venue policy restricts the establishment of standalone tab betting facilities. Related, New Zealand government to expand tab NZ to online betting. While no significant changes are proposed, minor adjustments have been made to align with updated laws. According to the Council, these changes will not alter how the policies function. This decision follows research indicating moderate to high levels of gambling harm in the Rangitiki district. The area's demographic makeup, including a Maori population of 25%, a group disproportionately affected by gambling-related issues, has heightened this concern. However, the Council also emphasized the positive impact gambling funds have on the local community. Revenue from Class 4 gambling has supported various community projects and activities such as a $374,000 Lottery Grants Board contribution for Taihape improvements and funding for events such as Martin Market Day. Public input sought on policy options. The Council has asked residents to provide feedback on two key options for each policy. For the gambling venue policy, feedback is sought on whether to maintain the current EGM limit or adopt a sinking lid approach, which would gradually reduce machine numbers as venues close. For the tab venue policy, the Council is considering whether to continue prohibiting new standalone tab venues or allow them to open. Residents can share their opinions until 5 p.m. on February 24, 2025. Submissions are accepted online, via email, by mail, or in person at Council offices and community centers. Participants can also request to speak at hearings scheduled for March. In other regulatory news, New Zealand is set to legalize online gambling by 2026. The goal is to regulate the industry, minimize illegal gambling, and protect vulnerable individuals. Proposed measures include limiting online gambling licenses to 15, enforcing age verification, and banning advertisements targeting minors and young adults.